Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:13, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. All ready for Christmas. I was just kind of meandering through the studio here a minute ago talking to staff members, and everybody seems to be in a very festive Christmas spirit mood already, which is very cool. You know, it is that time of year to crank up the Hallmark Christmas movies, bust out the old ugly Christmas sweaters, and get ready for the Elf Parade coming up Friday, November 29th. The friendly and family-oriented parade rings in the Christmas season for its 13th year. Want to get involved? Arrived at 15 West Government Street by 12:30 on the 29th. Judging begins at 1:25. No entry fee is required for this, and so get into the holiday festive spirit with the Elf Parade.
All righty. And you know what? I'll be festive, too. You know how I'm going to do it? Traffic and weather together. All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by... Hopefully I won't be a humbug by giving this update. Hopefully it'll be a good one. All righty. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on, luckily. Do have those backups that we've had all week on a 9 Mile Road traveling westbound towards Palafox Street and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a few more of the usual spots. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, and some on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it has dropped significantly since late last hour. 68 degrees right now, low of 54, clear skies. Saturday and Sunday are going to be similar to today, but we're going to see that temperature start to creep up a little bit. Saturday is going to be high of 74, low of 59, and Sunday high of 75, low of 65.
News Radio 92.3. Holidays bring smiles to some retailers, hopefully, and it looks like a good start so far. Retailers saw more customers at their stores this past October as Americans continue to show their willingness to spend money. Fox Business correspondent Lauren Simonetti has more from NYC.
If October retail sales are any indication, it's looking like a merry holiday shopping season. Sales up a stronger 0.4% last month, but there is worry of a pullback even at the high end. One reason is price hikes. Sabrina Escobar is a retail analyst with Barron's.
A lot of the brands felt that the value or the exclusivity of their brand had been diluted, so they raised prices in response to that. And now I think it's backfired a bit.
HSBC says luxury prices are up on average 60% since 2019. In New York, Lauren Simonetti, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also, we had President-elect Trump picking Stephen Chung to serve as White House Communications Director. Trump made the announcement today. Chung served as the President-elect's top press aide on his campaign for 2 years. He also was a top communications official for the UFC at one point. This comes after another longtime campaign aide or other longtime campaign aides, plural, were also given roles in the Trump White House, including Stephen Miller and James Blair.
Okay, Mr. Chung is no stranger to the Trump organization. He was around, actually, during the 2016 administration.
Yeah, they said he was with him for 2 years on his campaign.
Absolutely. Well, that was 2016. How many years back was that?
8.
Okay, there you go. That's how long it has been since he was dealing with Donald. You know, seniors could expect their payments for Medicare to go up. I'm hoping this is the truth and not a fake news story. Fox's Lisa Brady explains in this House Call on Health.
This is House Call for Health. Medicare costs are going up for seniors. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recently saying premiums for Medicare Part B, which includes doctor visits, outpatient care, and medical equipment, will rise by about 6% next year. Those who enroll in Part B will now pay a monthly premium of $185. Higher-income seniors who have an income-related monthly adjustment amount will pay between $591 to $628 a month. The agency says it's raising the premium because of estimated price changes and expected use of the plan. Medicare is available for individuals 65 and older, but there are some who can get it sooner if they meet certain qualifications. There are four parts of Medicare. Part A is hospital insurance coverage, B is Medicare insurance, C, Advantage plans, Part D is drug coverage. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Got to be a graduate of MIT to figure that thing out. I'm going to tell you. I was thinking when the story was first passed on to me that we were going to see a decrease in premium cost.
No, that's
opposite.
True. Well, and you
opposite.
Know, well, we didn't see a decrease in that, and we're not going to see a decrease in Trulieve either. The medical marijuana company is working to open another dispensary on Pensacola's west side. Developers are looking to convert a former convenience store at Lillian Highway and Cordova Road. The building's located on 98, just to the east of the Perdido Bay Bridge. Plans filed with the county show that they don't plan to make any changes to the building or expand the existing site. It would be Trulieve's fifth location between Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
I noticed that they filed that just a couple of days ago on the 13th for this transformation of that building. Here's the interesting thing. No meeting with the county's development review committee has been set at this time.
Really?
Do you know how long that could be delayed?
I just know a lot of processes like that can take a while. So my guess is going to be it's going to take a long time.
Yes,
potentially.
You're absolutely right. A Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody filed a lawsuit alleging FEMA violated the civil rights of supporters of President-elect Donald Trump in the aftermath of Hurricanes Helene and Milton. Moody filed the lawsuit Wednesday in Fort Pierce after reports that a FEMA supervisor directed aid workers to avoid going to homes in Lake Placid, Florida, that had yard signs supporting Trump. Well, Moody says she wants to find out how far this political discrimination actually reached.
Attorney General Ashley Moody says a lawsuit's been filed against former FEMA supervisor Marnie Washington and the agency's current administrator, Deanne Criswell. Moody says she's going to find out how far the political discrimination reaches and to make sure all Americans who fall victim to storms are served. A complaint claims at least 20 homes in Lake Placid were skipped due to Washington's guidance after the area was hit by Hurricanes Helene and Milton. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
All righty, 520 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, there is an update on this local high school case. We had touched on this a little while back involving AI-generated images of students. We do have some new details breaking on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this. Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Famously, the Apostle Paul said, "Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before." What was it that the apostle had to forget? Possibly the fact that before his conversion, he consented to the death of Stephen. Before Paul met Jesus, Paul was a blasphemer and a persecutor, and the Bible says he was injurious, which is the idea of harmful. When Paul says, "Forgetting those things which are behind," he is saying you don't have to let the failures of your past, no matter how devious, define your future. Forget those failures and reach forward to a future full of opportunity to serve Christ. Jesus wants to graciously liberate you from a life of guilt over sin and bad decisions. So call upon him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Friday afternoon, the weekend's here. You can go ahead and take care of business there. Cat Country 98.7 won the 2024 Country Music Association Radio Station of the Year Award. This, by the way, is the third time the station has captured that recognition. The 58th annual CMA Awards will air Wednesday, ABC Channel 3 from the Bridgestone Arena in Nashville, Tennessee.
All righty. Yeah, some very good news there. You know what? I'll see if I can keep it going with another quick check of the roads and weather. Do have some backup still on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also on 9 Mile traveling westbound towards Palafox and Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, but that's not too severe. And Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, as always, still giving us some mild trouble. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 54. Saturday and Sunday will get increasingly warmer, but not too bad. Highs will be in the mid-70s. Saturday night's low is going to be 59. Sunday night's low, 65.
Okay, it's 527 News Radio 92.3. You ever get on those flights and they become those turbulent flights that you hate?
Yes.
Oh, just try to, just absolutely horrible. An international flight bound for Miami had to turn back about halfway through its trip due to extreme turbulence. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Broward County.
A Scandinavian Airlines plane headed to Miami from Copenhagen pulled a U-turn after flying over Greenland because the turbulence got so bad everybody's carry-on luggage was thrown about. Passengers posted pictures of the chaos. All 254 passengers had to be rebooked after landing back in Denmark. It is unknown if anybody was hurt. Turbulence is generally caused by flying across changes in wind currents, though pilots often fly around it when possible. The cause of this incident is under investigation. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And I hinted at this before the break. There's an update in the case involving AI-generated nude images of local high school girls. The 17-year-old former girlfriend of the teen that created those pictures is now charged with a felony for sending them to other high school students, including some that were not depicted in the images. Police say the girl found the images on her male acquaintance's phone, copied them, and ultimately sent them to others. According to Florida law, it's illegal to send the images to other people, but not to create or possess them. And PPD spokesman Mike Wood talked with Channel 3. Do we have an audio clip of what he said regarding that, correct?
So that's a loophole in the law. Yeah. That's obviously a loophole in the law. If you can create it, that's a problem with AI. If you can create nude images of someone without their permission, that's a problem. If you can possess those images without their permission, that is a problem. And right now, both of those are legal.
Yes, the girl's charged with promoting an altered sexual depiction of an identifiable person without consent. She turned herself into police yesterday. Yeah, I mean, and it says the teenager that created the images has not been charged with a crime. That's a problem that you know the law is going to get a hold of very quickly. Like we hear about it in sports. You know, you have a rule or a loophole and it's like, hey, very nice. We don't have a rule for that. Oh, now we do. Snap of the fingers. You can't do that anymore. This is where we're headed with the law. They're gonna put the kibosh on this real quick.
Okay. Millions of Americans, of course, made their choice on November 5th. Now you have another chance to vote on a very different topic. Fox's CJ Papa has more on this trending story.
The list from Oxford University Press whittled down to six. Now they want you to select the word of the year for 2024. Lore, brain rot, dynamic pricing, demure, slop, romanticy are the choices from company experts who say that the group of six have gained a spike in usage and prominence this year. Voting remains open until Thursday, November 28th. The winner will be revealed December 2nd. Oxford's word of the year for 2023, Riz, which is believed to be short for charisma, describing one's ability to flirt and attract someone romantically. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'd seen that story about the candidates for Word of the Year in last year's as well. Oh, my gosh. My generation is so stupid. brain rot. Do you know what brain rot is, by the way?
Would you mind telling us how old you are so we can define that generation?
I'm 23. Okay, it's people my age and people a little bit younger that use these terms. Do you know what brain rot is, Chris?
I do.
Yes. Do you know what Riz is? Well, he described it. That one didn't count. Okay, obviously you know what...
Are we doing a check through thing here?
Obviously you know what lore means, because that's not a new word. Right. But do you know the context in which it's used? Like, have you ever heard of dad lore?
I can't say that I have.
It's basically when your dad would sit you down as a kid and tell you about the stuff that he did when he was younger, or like the people that he hung out with, or they tell you about somebody from school who did stupid stuff, or, you know, just some kind of background on him. It's like, oh, you're learning dad lore at that point. Yeah, so this is the future, folks. You're welcome.
Hey, listen, as a parent and as a dad of two guys, myself,
did you ever give dad lore?
Absolutely. I used to, and I was very straight with my children. One thing I did not do, I did not fudge on the truth. No matter how bad it was, I was straight with them. But yes. I said, you must do things, get this one, in moderation.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. President Biden is in Peru for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, giving some goals between the two nations while speaking alongside the Peruvian president.
Our countries work closely together day in and day out to manage the regional challenges we both face. To defend democracy, to protect the environment, and to provide good jobs, good-paying jobs for our people.
President-elect Trump promising to increase pressure on Iran. Trump's nominee for U.S. Ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, on Fox News Channel to discuss what the next 4 years of U.S.-Iran policy might look like.
Under Donald Trump's administration, the maximum pressure that the president applied just doggone near bankrupted them. And had the Biden administration not come in and reverse those policies, they might have already been overthrown by their own people because of the economic collapse of their system.
Huckabee has shown his support for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. America is listening to Fox News.
And with your money now. One of the top shareholders of President-elect Donald Trump's media company has unloaded nearly his entire stake, according to a regulatory filing. The disclosure to the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission shows financial firm ARK Global Investments no longer owns more than 5% of Trump media shares. Meanwhile, President-elect Trump's transition team is reportedly planning to end the $7,500 consumer tax credit for electric vehicles. Reuters says the move is part of wide-ranging tax reform legislation. On Wall Street, stocks finished the last session of the week lower, with the Dow dropping more than 300 points, the S&P 500 down 78, and the NASDAQ falling 427. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba beat profit expectations in its September quarter, but sales fell short as the world's second-largest economy clashed with consumer spending. That's your money now.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay. IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. UFC 309 is almost here, and it will be going down tomorrow evening, and I can't wait to be in attendance at Madison Square Garden in New York City. The main event is Jon Jones against Stipe Miocic, and Jon is an overwhelming favorite at minus 650, while Stipe is at plus 425. And I'm actually going to roll with the underdog in this one with Stipe Miocic, and I think if Stipe ends up losing, it will be because of a controversial decision from the judges. I'm Zach Gelb.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to keep your gas-powered engines running like new? Stables proprietary formulas are proven by third-party testing to outperform the competition in keeping fuel fresh, preventing corrosion, and cleaning the entire fuel system. With Stable, you can have confidence you are doing the right thing for your engine's long-term health. Just pour into your gas can or fuel tank, then top off with fresh fuel. At every fill-up or when you store, start with Stable. Available where fuel additives are sold.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% military discount on many items. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of Sign and Drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South Windows and Doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South Windows and Doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the ongoing developments with the fallout from Matt Gaetz resigning from his seat in Congress and who's going to be running for his seat to replace him. Also had an interesting conversation about the claim to represent the people and whether the speakers in the public forum at a meeting really do or don't. And why did Robin Wright, Jenny in Forrest Gump, get canceled this week? Find out in the Transgressors Memorial Service, which you can listen to on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins.
People still trying to digest this election. And people are celebrating, other people are wondering what went wrong.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 after Pep Talk.
One of the questions is legacy media. Because the same talking
same
points.
It is. Yeah.
And that for a lot of people, it really doesn't matter to them anymore.
Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins. Weekdays 11 till 2 before Guy Benson. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
What was I doing back in 1976?
You were
listening to the Eagles.
You were experiencing a peaceful, easy feeling.
That's
what
right,
you were doing.
That's exactly right. News Radio 92.3. Good evening, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Price with you, Pensacola Right Now, and looking at some sports. Interesting thing. Let me just kind of revert to last night's NFL game, in which I was surprised at the outcome. Philadelphia over, yes and no. Washington. It was a Philadelphia 26, Washington 18. What did you think about that game?
You know, congrats to the Eagles. I took the Commanders to win that game. I thought the Eagles were entering the game on a little bit of false confidence after, you know, kind of just kicking the injured Cowboys while they were down. But no, the Eagles are a darn good team this year, and they are a legitimate contender in the NFC.
Okay, I firmly believe that. And here's what we know. Thursday night's football saw a battle between the top two teams in the NFC East, and Fox's Tony Giraldi has more on the report.
The Philadelphia Eagles entered Thursday night's game with a slight lead over the Washington Commanders in the division standings, and the Commanders taking an early lead thanks to the returning Brian Robinson Jr., but it was Eagles running back Saquon Barkley who shined in primetime.
Down by 9 now in the battle for first place. Barkley! Does he have another one? Yes, he does! Touchdown!
Courtesy of Prime Video, Barkley rushing for 2 touchdowns, both of them coming in the fourth quarter as the Eagles roll to a 26-18 victory. Philly now has won 6 in a row, and they extend their lead in the NFC East at 8-2, while Washington falls to 7-4. Tony Genualdo, right. Fox News.
Here we go. High school playoffs underway tonight. Let me start with our game. It is the Tate number 1 Nice contest from Nice High School Panther Stadium, and it's Ponte Vedra, Florida, or Jacksonville, division of Jacksonville.
There. Yeah.
But anyway, the game's on tonight. You can hear it on ESPN, Pensacola, 91, and then 13:30 a.m.
Yes, and it does get underway in about 20 minutes because typically we have high school games get underway at 7, but of course, you can do the math. Jacksonville, Eastern time, so they're an hour ahead of us.
There you go.
But yeah, I do believe in Tate winning that game. I know that Nice is the top seed, and it's a whole thing, and they're a blue blood. We've talked about that all week. But I'm holding strong. Our Aggies got it.
All right, another Region 1 6A game that we need to take a lot of attention to. Pace, Aviato, that gets underway right here. Pace Patriot Stadium should be a good game. Kickoff at 7:30.
That reminds me. I had a texter tell us yesterday when we butchered that name. It's like Oviedo is what I think they said.
Right. Oviedo, Avado, Tomato, Tomato. We're giving it to you.
Either way, it sounds like a Patriots win. Give me Pace.
All right. Region 1-4A, and thank that caller for giving us that feedback.
For sure.
Appreciate that. Scambia versus number 6 Riverside. This will be played over on the west side at Emmett Field.
I'm taking a Scambia at home, man. I believe. And they're both consistently powerful teams. Riverside's not new to the postseason, but Escambia, one of the top teams in this area, or at least they're known for being considered one of the top teams in this area, I think they get it done.
Another local team playing over in Jacksonville tonight, number 4 Pine Forest at number 5 Ed White. That game's already underway.
Yeah, that's a very tough matchup when it comes to just how close the seedings are, and I know Pine Forest has struggled. So I've taken the Eagles close. That's a tight one.
And Region 1-2A, yeah, we're following this one. Number 2, Pensacola Catholic versus number 7, Walton. They're doing this over at Gorecki Alabo Stadium, and kickoff at 7:30 tonight.
I see that one as the safest bet. Catholic has that one because they've already crushed Walton once this year.
Okay, and the rural, I love this, the rural game of the Evie, number 5, Jay, versus number 12, Fort White. This will be played over Benny Russell.
Yeah, I got to take Jay. They have just, whenever we've covered them throughout this high school season, they have just been, they have appeared insurmountable. So I assume that they will not be surmounted tonight. I'm such a wordsmith, aren't I? All righty. Also in sports here, wanted to touch on this very quickly. We touched last hour on the Mike Tyson-Jake Paul fight going on tonight. Well, apparently Mike Tyson doesn't like the word legacy. Interviewed by a teenage girl Thursday before tonight's fight. I guess it was some girl with a mic. Tyson gave bleak answers talking about death and nothingness when 14-year-old Jaslyn Guerra asked what kind of legacy he hopes to leave behind. He said he doesn't believe in the word. He said legacy is just another word for ego and that it means nothing to him and he's just passing through. Tyson said, I'm going to die and it's going to be over. Who cares about legacy after that? Tyson fights social media star turned boxer Jake Paul tonight on Netflix, of course, at 7. Wow. Very, I hate to say this, but, you wouldn't really expect an answer so deep from Tyson. He just seems like he's just a dude with that killer instinct. You know, it seems like he's devoted his life to this. You thought he'd be locked in all about it, but no, he's just like, I'm going to die just like the rest of us.
Okay. What are the bucks involved in this thing?
I have no clue.
Oh, you don't know what the winner gets, how much the winner gets? Or?
No, I mean, I'm sure it's going to be, okay. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of green around, but I am not familiar with the specifics.
Okay, I'll take a look at that and get you an answer on that one. New holiday films are coming to a screen near you, including a reunion between two co-stars from The Office. This is interesting. Fox's Monica DeLuca has the details on this Fox on Film.
Fox on Film.
I'm Monica DeLuca. Co-stars from The Office are reuniting in a new Hallmark movie, Confessions of a Christmas. Angela Kinsey, who played Angela on the sitcom, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin.
No amount of dressing is going to salvage the word salad you just forced me to digest.
Okay, look, Sam. Just grant me a Christmas miracle and give me my box of letters back.
Absolutely not.
Seti Rose enters a holiday letter writing contest, and the postman Sam is a judge for the contest. The movie premieres Sunday on Hallmark. Also, in the holiday spirit, with a bit more action, Red One is out in theaters.
What am I doing here?
Last night, Red One, also known as St. Nicholas of Myra, was abducted from the North Pole complex.
When a villain kidnaps Santa Claus from the North Pole, an operative played by Dwayne The Rock Johnson joins forces with the world's most accomplished tracker played by Chris Evans. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
All righty, 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. But first, I want to give at least some attempts at an answer to the question Chris had just moments ago. How much apparently is on the line here for Paul and Tyson? CBS News says, how much is the purse for the Jake Paul and Mike Tyson fight? Well, the undisclosed purse is estimated to be, it's estimated by some to be as high as $80 million. You saw a figure that said $40 million. So either way, it's tens of millions that you and I couldn't even begin to imagine.
Well, yeah, it's they're saying Jake Paul will get $40 million. Tyson reportedly can earn, are you ready for this one?
Yeah.
And this just came in 43 minutes ago. Tyson could earn well over $300 million.
What?
This is being reported by USA Today.
All right. So we do have pretty big household media names here, but we're hearing numbers like 40, 80, and 300 plus. So just know it's a lot of money. All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get that quick check of the roads and weather for you now. Traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards 9 Mile. Still have some minor issues there. Same with I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. And then it's going to be Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 54 tonight. Saturday, high of 74, low of 59. Sunday will be a little bit warmer, high of 75, low of 65. But throughout the entirety of your weekend, should be sunny, mostly clear.
They're betting on whether, this is crazy, they're betting on whether Mike Tyson's going to bite the guy's ear.
Are you serious?
it's a line bet in Vegas.
People will bet on anything.
Oh, well, why not? You know,
Yeah, I guess. Okay, let's see. Moving on here, hopefully, to something not so grotesque. We were talking about high school football earlier. Well, a Friday Night Lights reboot is in the works. Variety confirms a new iteration about Texas high school football will happen at Universal Television. It'll reportedly tell a new story with new characters in the world of high school football. Original cast members are not expected to return, though. The show concept is in its early stages. Yeah, this is always a controversial practice when you have a fondly remembered concept, whether it be show, movie, whatever. If you try to recapture some of that old magic under the same name but with a different cast, different concept, people typically don't respond well to that. I don't know when these folks in Hollywood are going to learn their lesson on that. I guess the names make money anyway.
Well, we won't have to be looking at the Biden press secretary very much longer because Donald Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, has chosen Carolyn Leavitt to serve as his press secretary for his upcoming administration. She's already been acting as Trump's spokesperson throughout his whole campaign. You've seen her. She's a very articulate, smart, tough, and has proven to be a highly effective communicator. Those are the words of President-elect Trump. So new face coming to the war room.
All right.
Washington.
Yeah, a new name on the lineup. Also, since it's already about 5:49, I'll give you your Wall Street numbers here, as we try to do every hour. Wall Street closing out the week in the red. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 305 points to 43,445. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 fell 78 points to 5,870, and the NASDAQ dropped 427 points to 18,680.
Okay, here's something for you to think about. If you're driving along tonight, I want you to kind of ponder this question here. Before Google was launched about 25 years ago, it went by a different name. What was that name? Here's Fox's Matt Murphy.
Fox Facts.
Google is the most widely used search engine in the world. It was first developed in 1996 by Stanford PhD students Larry Page and Sergey Brin as a research project aimed at improving how information on the internet was organized and accessed. They called it Backrub. The name came from the search engine's focus on analyzing what are called backlinks. Essentially, without getting too technical, a backlink is a vote of confidence from one website to another, signaling that the content on the linked page is valuable or relevant. As the project gained traction, the name Backrub was eventually replaced by Google, a play on the term Google spelled G-O-O-G-O-L, which is the number one followed by 100 zeros. The new name reflected the founder's mission to organize vast amounts of information and make it universally accessible and useful. In 1998, Google was officially launched. Matt Murphy, Fox News.
Who would have thunk, right?
Yeah, you learn something new every day.
By listening to News Radio 92.3.
Absolutely. 5:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got a movie legend comparing Donald Trump to George Washington. That's not bold at all. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
At Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, they know you've heard of acupuncture, but what is it? Acupuncture is a time-tested holistic medicine that can help decrease pain and restore function. They treat patients suffering from chronic back pain, neuropathy, joint pain, arthritis, migraines, and so much more. They can also help with digestive disorders, infertility, anxiety, and depression. To learn more or schedule a consultation, visit awpensacola.com. Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola, where a healthier and happier you awaits.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Friday afternoon. You know, we got to thank our friends over there in Iran, and I'm being facetious here, by the way.
thank you for clarifying that.
Get this. Are you ready for this? In an unusual assurance to the Biden administration, Iran has now promised it will not assassinate Donald Trump.
How sweet of him.
It's such a...
Don't you just love it when the world comes together?
Are you kidding me? Oh, my gosh. Some of the things that a lot of the public do not get a chance to see.
You know, when a kid gets busted trying to do something and failing at it, they'll tell their mom and dad that they won't do it again. They won't try it again.
Well, one thing for sure, we do know one thing for a fact, that Kamala Harris really didn't spend much time at the border, and she really didn't have a firm grasp what was going down along the Texas-Mexico border and Arizona, New Mexico, and California borders. Well, Fox did a ride-along in the Rio Grande Valley with Texas Department of Public Safety agents just the other day as they gear up for a potential influx of migrants. Well, here's the latest in Securing America.
Securing America.
It's a slow start to my ride-along in South Texas. Lieutenant Chris Olivares is on patrol, keeping watch along the Rio Grande. Then a call comes in.
We're going to head up to Rio Grande.
Our first stop takes us to a town in the valley called McAllen. Three men from Honduras and Mexico tried to climb over the border. Their attempt fails. Lieutenant Olivares says it's one apprehension on a morning slower than the years back.
Right now in Texas, illegal border crossings are down 88%. Now, that's in part because of what we've been able to do in Texas.
But with cooler weather and a new administration coming in January, preparations for a potential mass migration are underway. Texas DPS and the state's National Guard are forming lines across vulnerable areas of the state's 1,200-mile border. It's an exercise meant to send a message.
Illegal border crossers are not going to want to cross in that area. They're going to want to go somewhere else where there's less resistance.
Sarah Allegre, Fox News.
All righty, 5:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you. If you're traveling westbound on I-10, passing the I-110 north ramp, still have some minor congestion there, though it is breaking up as you would normally expect this time each and every afternoon. Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, also backed up. Outside of those couple spots, though, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 68 degrees, low of 54, high of 74 tomorrow with a low of 59. Sunday will be similar, yet a little bit warmer than that. High of 75, low of 65.
Okay, don't forget, tonight is gallery night. They've already kicked it off. It started at 5. It'll go to about 9 o'clock. You can check out the interactive artwork, live performances, art displays, and creative showcases from local artists. Experience downtown Pensacola this Christmas season, and great start to that. Got the Beaver Moon going for us. And just in time for the holidays, a new study finds we are too fat. But the study also finds we are only going to gain more weight and make our children less healthy over the next several decades. Boy, this is inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal has more on the trending story.
A new Lancet study finds that a few years ago, 36.5 million kids and adolescents were overweight or obese, and more than 170 million adults were. But the study also finds we're on a bad trajectory and that those numbers will only increase by a lot over the next 2.5 decades. 8 years ago, the cost of treating obesity and the downstream effects like heart problems and diabetes amounted to as much as $480 million. The study found southern states disproportionately struggle with obesity. In Texas, more than half of adolescent men ages 15 to 24 are overweight or obese. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Yeah, so I am not surprised at all by Southerners struggling with it more, but I'd also say that one reason it could probably get worse as time goes on is because we're always hearing about prices and stuff and the cost of living and so on and so forth. Well, one of the main reasons people turn to fast food and other cheap, you know, bad for you options is just because you may not have the money to do this or that as comfortably, or at least they don't, or at least they think they don't have the money for that. So if they do have a kid, raise their family, costs all the more money to do. So they pass on those unhealthy corner cutting habits to their children.
When I get in a position like that, it's usually over convenience. Whether do I have enough time to fix a meal or do I have time to do this or do that, you know?
Right.
But the convenience factor kicks in, and that's my bad.
That's another big reason
for doing this, you know? Some of the food, it looks great and all that, but boy, it can sure make you sick.
Oh, it definitely can.
Absolutely. The junk that they put in some of that pre-food.
Let me ask you this. This is unrelated, but it is important because I mentioned it before the break.
Okay.
If you had to think of someone to compare Trump to, just simple yes or no, would you compare him to George Washington?
No.
Well, someone...
Does he have wooden teeth, first of all? Does
maybe.
Trump have wooden teeth?
Who knows?
Okay.
But hey, someone disagrees with you, Chris, and that's movie legend Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, great.
He introduced Trump at the America First Policy Institute Gala at Mar-a-Lago last night and held his feats in a similar light as George Washington's in regards to defending the country and subsequently changing the world. The Rocky star also likened the journey that the former president has gone through, including his election to a second term, to the comeback story of the fictional Rocky Balboa.
Yeah, sometimes actors let these things get to their heads a lot of times, you know?
Yeah, he plays it up. He acts dramatic. That's what actors do.
Okay, new college in Florida, located in Sarasota, will begin offering a course in January discussing what it means to be woke and unwoke. The project explores the societal impact of the woke movement, a description of the course, and a catalog for the project notes. The class will provide a background to the origins of the ideology in focus and consider any ongoing impact of it. This is another great way they can sell courses to students.
Yeah.
Here, just enroll in this course. It only costs you about $500 or so bucks. Go ahead.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.